The title of the message that I have this morning, it's called Know Your Gospel. Know Your Gospel. You know, when we go out soul winning, not everyone's going to be easy, right? Not everyone's going to be a low-hanging fruit. Not everyone will get saved by us leaving them the card, the YouTube card, and we can send them to YouTube or sending them a YouTube link of the Bible's way to heaven. Not everyone we talk to will get saved without any trouble. You know, some people may have hang-ups. Some people may ask questions. Some people may be skeptical. My point is sometimes it takes more effort. So you need to be ready to give an answer. So the soul winning tip this morning is to know our gospel. Know your gospel, know what you believe, and be ready to give an answer why you believe what you believe. You know, some soul winners are fine with just following the tract, but soul winning or about winning someone to the Lord doesn't always work like the way how the tract is. So position yourself as a credible expert that can guide anybody through the gospel. Be an expert soul winner. So point number one, why we want to know how to give the gospel. So point number one is it builds our confidence, right? Go to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. We have to be confident when we're presenting the gospel. Why? Because when we're confident, we speak with authority, right? The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Like I said, we have to speak confidently because we can reach the gospel boldly, right? When we're confident, it gives us courage, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 3:26, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Our confidence is not because we're smart. Our confidence is not because we know more than them. We're confident because of what we know, what we have. That we have the truth, right? We know the truth because it's what God says and it makes sense. Our God, the God of the Bible, is a logical God, right? We don't just believe because the Bible says it. We believe it because the Bible says it and makes sense. And when we're confident, we have self-assurance that no matter what they ask, we can give them an answer. And no matter who we're talking to, we can give them the gospel as simple and as easy to understand as we can. And also, when we're confident, it gives the prospect confidence in us, right? People in today's world have more access to information and they're not easily bought. But if you sound like you know what you're talking about, it makes it easier for them to believe you and to listen to you. And to gain their trust, you have to truly know what you're talking about. And also, it allows us to be ready. The Bible says, like I read that that verse, the Bible says, to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So it helps you respond to any objections properly. And it allows you to explain why you believe what you believe. And it's good for us to know the verses that we're using. You know, it's good for us to have the ability to turn to these verses we have to so they can see what we're showing them isn't just from us, it's from the Bible, right? You know, we can't just say because the Bible says so, you're a sinner because the Bible says so. We have to make them turn to these passages and so they can see that we're not just saying it because we're saying it, because of what the Bible says, right? And also they might actually want to see it. If you're not prepared, they may turn them away and they may lose confidence that you know what you're talking about. So when you're ready, it helps you understand what they believe and also how to change their mind. And third point is it allows you to keep learning and improving. You know, you find more ways to explain the gospel as simple as we can. So that's why you should learn how to give the gospel properly and also how to know or how to give the gospel better. Proverbs 15, verse 14, the Bible says, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." So how to give the gospel? Point number one, you have to study, right? We need to study the verses, memorize them, and meditate on them, because the more it repeats on your head or in your head, the more you understand these verses and how to use them properly. Number two, listen and take notes from others. The Bible says in Proverbs 1 and verse 5, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." That's why it's good for us to go with different people, because we can hear different kinds of gospel presentation And you can pick up on these things and you can see how you can give the gospel to certain people, right? And it, like I said, it helps us pick up some ways to explain different points. So don't think that because you know all the soul-winning verses from the Bible, that's enough. You need to learn how to use these verses properly. Point number three, you can use resources. Like we have a soul-winning seminar you can watch on our website, right? And we can also use the YouTube or the cards that we have. We have these, the soul-winning reference guide. You can use this and read on them, and you can actually turn to these, or you can use this while giving soul-winning, while you're out soul-winning. Point number four, you need to practice, right? The more you do it, the more your gospel presentation gets completed. And also, last point is show up to soul winning consistently. You know, you can't do any of these without doing the last point. You have to show up, and you need to show up consistently. You know, you can't study, or there's no point of you studying if you're not showing up. Or you can't listen and take notes from others if you're not showing up. And you can't use the resources if you're not here. And also, you can't practice if you don't go out and you don't go out consistently, right? So, conclusion, it's crucial point when they agree to hear what you have to say. So even if they end up not believing, make sure that we're walking away with confidence that they know what they're rejecting, right? So know your gospel. The Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, again, thank you for the opportunity to go soul winning. Fill us, Lord, with your soul, with your spirit, Lord, that we may go out. Lord, help us to find that person, Lord, who would gladly listen to the gospel, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.